Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Mai, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hei. So we learned at the end of Mishnah Dalet, that Kolam Mishpien B'mida Gasa, those that sell their Schaira in large quantities, they can sell Demai without separating Trumas and Maisris, even without separating Trumas and Maiser, being that they're adding on so much, we say, listen, let the buyer worry about it. He's the one that has to separate Maisris. Now Rabbi Meir tells us as follows. Rabbi Meir Omer, es shedarkoi lehimadeit begasa. Let's say you have something which is usually measured in a large way. It's usually sold in large amounts, like wheat. But a medadei bedaka, in this particular case, he sells him a very small amount. Zakta Mishnah, tfeila daka legasa. The word tafel means it's like secondary. There's an ikar and a tafel, the main thing and the side thing. Tfeila daka legasa means that the small amount is bottled to the large one. Let's say he bought wheat. This is something that's usually sold bulk, large amounts. Even though right now this buyer is buying a little, but we go with the standard for wheat, and being that it's usually in large amounts, it's the buyer that's going to have to separate the maisers. Same is true the other way around. Eshedaka limadet bedaka. Let's say we have something which is usually sold in small amounts. Beans, let's say. Beans are sold in small amounts. But limadet begasa. Right now, he's buying a large amount of beans. Zakta Mishnah tfeila gasa ledaka. Here, the gasa becomes bottled to the daka. In other words, even though he sold a large amount, the seller can't say, well, whenever you sell a large amount, it's the buyer's problem. No, but you're selling something which is usually sold little by little. And therefore, it's the seller's hischaivus. It's the seller's mitzvah to separate the maisers. In other words, and we have to determine whether it's the seller or the buyer that has to take off the maisris, we're not going to look at what's in the measuring cup. We're going to look at what did he buy. Did he buy something that's usually sold bulk in large amounts, even though right now he's buying only a little? But the chiyuv is on the buyer, not the seller. It's a bulk item. If it's something that's usually sold little by little, even though right now he's buying a huge amount, then the chiyuv is on the seller, because it's considered something that's sold little by little. Ezu mitagas, what's called a large amount? And for the Mishnah b'yavesh, if we're talking about solid food, shloshes kav, three kav. How much is a kav? A kav is equal to 24 eggs. You remember the siman of Askel of Guda, we won't go through it now. Ubalach, if he's buying something liquid, then dinner. It's the amount that you buy for a dinner. So how come we don't give a volume? How come we're giving a price over here? So the Batrur explains the price of liquids were constantly changing. So therefore we go after the price. That's how we're going to determine what's called a lot or a little. Rabbi Yossi says, Sale te'enim, baskets of figs. Sale and oven, baskets of grapes. V'kupois, shel yarek, and boxes of vegetables. Kozman, shehum moichran, Ach sirah, as long as he sells them by estimating how much there is. In other words, he's not measuring it, he's not weighing it. But we say, that box is so-and-so. That basket, okay, he looks at it, he says, this is the price. If it's sold that way, then it's as if you're selling a large amount, and automatically potter, the seller is potter. And the buyer is chayiv, but the batanura tells us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. So quick, Chazara, basically our Mishnah is telling us it's not so much how much he's actually buying, but is this something that's usually sold in large amounts? If it's usually sold in large amounts, it's the buyer's responsibility to take off the maisris. If it's usually sold in smaller amounts, it's the seller's responsibility, even though in this particular case it may be different. Let's say wheat is usually sold in large amounts, so it's the buyer's responsibility, even if he happens to be buying a little bit of wheat. Beans, on the other hand, are usually sold in small amounts. So it's the seller's responsibility, even if in this case he happens to be buying a lot. The Mishnah gave us the shear. What do we call a lot? Things that are usually sold, if it's something dry, let's say tefuah or peiros, so it's three kavan. If it's liquid, let's say oil or wine, So the value of a dinner. Here it goes by price. Then we had a sheet of Rabbi Yossi who says, things that aren't measured or weighed, like a basket of figs, a basket of grapes, or a box of vegetables. We just say, that box, he estimates what it should cost. So the buyer does not have to take off the maestras. Usually in these cases, that's Rabbi Yossi Svara, by the way, the buyer gains over here. So therefore we're going to say, you know what? Not the seller, but rather the buyer is gaining anyway on this. He's getting a good deal. Let him take off maestras. But the Batanura told us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi.